David Gardner works with the Climate Action Campaign. He says reducing carbon emissions doesn't have to be a drain on a company's bottom line.
There are huge benefits, both economically and environmentally. By taking a sustainable approach with energy efficiency, it generates lots of new jobs and lots of new consumer cost savings.
Earlier this month, the Environmental Protection Agency proposed a new carbon rule in efforts to combat climate change. If finalized as is, the new rule would force Georgia's power plants to cut carbon emissions 44% by 2030. At the meeting, local reps from Coca-Cola, Siemens, Honeywell, and other companies discussed the new rule and energy-saving measures. Randy Childers is with the Hyatt Regency of Atlanta, which hosted the meeting. He touted the hotel's success.
We have reduced our energy consumption by 34% since 2000 and our water consumption by 35%. The bottom line is nearly $2 million a year in increased profit and reduced cost.
A.J. Robinson heads Central Atlanta Progress, the downtown business group. He says building owners are increasingly feeling the pressure, both financially and socially, to go green.
It used to be that if you had a sustainable building, it was nice and cute, and you were maybe saving energy and saving some money. But now your customer is demanding it. Big tenants, small tenants, the next generation of millennials, it's just assumed you are an energy-efficient building. If you're not, you're going to go on to the next guy.
Robinson is leading a local initiative called the Better Buildings Challenge. It's aimed at reducing energy and water usage in more than 100 city buildings. Launched in 2009, the initiative has so far resulted in a nearly 10% decrease in utility usage. Robinson says it's an incentive-based program that can be used as a model for statewide efforts.
We're essentially just tapping into the competitiveness of the real estate market. There's no regulation. It's a competition. Everybody wants to win.
EPA expects to have the carbon rule finalized by next summer. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.